Physiology. The study of the body's functions, such as respiration, digestion, and movement, is closely associated with devices to measure them. Three examples of such devices that have been used in McGill's physiology department are shown here. First is an early 20th century tambour, in which a drum moves in and out as a small animal attached to it breathes. This causes the metal stylet to move, giving a recording of the amplitude of the animal's breaths. The second device is a pressure cuff and tubing for measuring a small animal's blood pressure. Finally, there is a cathode ray oscillograph from the 1950s. In this instrument, a beam of electrons is emitted by a heated cathode and accelerated toward a fluorescent screen. Wherever the electron beam hits the screen, phosphor is excited and light is emitted, creating an image that can be photographed and analyzed. Between the electron gun and the fluorescent screen are two pairs of metal plates. One, oriented to provide horizontal deflection of the beam, representing time, and the other oriented to give vertical deflection to the beam, reflecting the amplitude of the function being measured.